My name is Hello, how are you? Is this he taken? You may ask of the traveler in third class. Ich bin ein Reisender, dritte Klasse. Mein Name ist Sholem Alechem. Sagen wir da, frequent mir, dem Reisender dritte Klasse. The things I've seen and in between 11 months of the year on the road with you, my dear. Girls in white, men in black, dogs and cats, brass and tack, golden teeth, crooked track. Then I take the train right back. My name is Hello, how are you? Is this he taken? You may ask of the traveler in third class. Ich bin ein Reisender, dritte Klasse. Mein Name ist Sholem Alechem. Sanjete, frag mit mir, dem Reisender dritte Klasse. Through fields of grain in snow and rain, 11 months of the year in the train across Ukraine. Girls in black, men in white, children yell, women fight, golden dreams, dimming light. Then I take the train all night. My name is Sholem Alechem. Is this he taken? You may ask of the traveler in third class. Ich bin ein Reisender, dritte Klasse. Mein Name ist Hello, how are you? Sanja Defrek mit mir, dem Reisender dritte Klasse. The things I've seen and in between 11 months of the year on the road with you, my dear. Through fields of grain and snow and rain, 11 months of the year in the train across Ukraine. In the train across Ukraine, in the train across Ukraine.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. You just heard the band Golem. That's Train Across Ukraine, and from their CD called Citizen Boris. And this week, we're taking on the train. Well, at least we're learning about them. And believe it or not, the technology behind the highly powered trains we use today was designed hundreds of years ago. In the 1500s in Germany, people laid down wooden rails for horse-drawn carriages to travel more easily over dirt roads. Those wooden tracks eventually became iron in the 1700s, and by the time of the Industrial Revolution of the 1800s, horses were permanently replaced by the steam engine, which required the use of coal to keep a tank of water constantly boiling. The resulting steam pushed the trains down the tracks. Steam-powered trains were a revolution for businesses, allowing the rapid transport of people and products across the world. But trains have come a long way since those days. Today, most trains run on either diesel or electrified tracks, and some are the fastest in history. In China, you can ride the Shanghai Maglev, which can run up to 286 miles per hour. Or in Germany, old wooden tracks laid in the 1500s were modernized to carry trains like the Inner City Express, which travels up to 205 miles per hour. We've got links and lots more information at childrenshour.org. We still have some book reviews from our kids' crew. This is Lori Berkner.
We're riding the new river train.
Choo-choo!
We're riding the new river train.
Toot, toot.
It's the same old train that brought us here. It's gonna bring us back again.
All aboard!
Mama, you can be one. Mama, you can be two. One plus two means we know what to do when we're riding the new river train. You can be six, 'cause five plus six will put us in the mix when we're riding the new river train. Brother, you can be seven. Yeah, brother, you can be eight. Seven plus eight, and we'll never be late when we're riding the new river train. Oh, nine plus ten will take us to the end of the line on that new river train. We're riding the new river train.
My name is Joe Christopher, and I will be reviewing The Cabinet of Curiosities, 36 Tales Brief and Sinister by Stephen Bachman, Catherine Catmull, Claire Legrand, and Emma Trevain. Illustrated by Alexander Jensen and published by HarperCollins Publishers. The Cabinet of Curiosities is a collection of short stories filled to the brim with tales that will give you the chills and thrills. Some of the stories include A Soul-Sucking Box and A Too Realistic Cake That Eats Its Devourer. By the time you're done, I wouldn't be surprised if the next time you see your shadow, you wonder if it's really your shadow or some other being altogether. The book was written for kids ages 8 to 12 years old. I'd give this book 5 out of 5 chilies.
The Cabinet of Curiosities is published by HarperCollins. You're listening to the Children's Hour. This next one's off Giggling and Laughing, Silly Songs for Kids, right here on the Children's Hour.
Hey, Jethro, where'd you get that good-looking peanut butter there in that sandwich? I didn't know they had peanut butter way out here on the prairie.
Well, let me tell you about it.
A peanut sat on a railroad track. His heart was all aflutter. 5 of 9 came right on time.
Whoa, whoa.
painted butter.
Hi, this is Kate from the Children's Hour with a book review on Ada's Violin, the story of Recycled Orchestra of Paraguay, by Susan Hood, illustrated by Sally Wern Comport, published by Simon & Schuster, Books for Young Readers. This is a story of a young girl whose town is atop of a landfill, and she grew up playing on the trash pile. But one day, she found out about a man who was making instruments out of trash. It's very heartfelt and interesting and a good story overall. I think that kids would really like it. I would rate this story 5 out of 5 green chilies.
The book is Ada's Violin, written by Susan Hood and published by Simon & Schuster. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. We've loved learning about trains. You can find out a lot more about them and see photos and links at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Trains. There you can also find our contact, and please let us know what you think of the show. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from our senior producer, Christina Stella, and Eli Henley. We also had help from our summer intern, Daniel. Many thanks to Liba at the Wheels Museum for inviting our kids' crew.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour. Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.